This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And when we need more information, we find an expert. And that's what we did today. Matt Deutsch is from the Better Sports Network. In fact, he is the founder, former SiriusXM Fantasy Sports, and former producer for WFAN, which means he probably worked with Andy Roth. And so we'll start off by saying, oh, we're so sorry for you, Matt. He is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hello, Matt.
I'm great. The NFL season is here. Andy and Jeff, I'm so happy to be with you on the mighty Fan 92.3. And of course, Andy Roth is one of the great programmers in our industry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We have a bad connection.
He must have texted you before we started this interview.
No, I've learned a lot from Andy, and us program directors got to stick together. And
oh,
it's so
boy.
Fun
here
to
we
be
go.
Able to talk with you guys.
So, Matt, you own a full closet of flannel shirts, and I want to congratulate you on that. Congratulations.
Well, we both got Buffalo ties, and, we got a brace for the winters, and flannel's where it's at, isn't it?
All right, man. You got his back. I would work with you any day because I know you would have my back, unlike Jeff does every day.
That's right. Absolutely. You got to have each other's back. We're going into battle with the NFL season here, and it's going to be exciting. Can't wait for your Browns at Carolina. What a matchup.
Yeah, what a matchup. We're pumped, Matt, because we're thinking quarterback play is going to be like sketchy. If you're a fantasy guy, are you looking at anybody on the Browns offense and thinking, okay, I'm solid with that guy in my starting lineup other than Nick Chubb?
Well, I think you said it right there. I feel good about Chubb. I like both these defenses, guys. I certainly like your defensive line. I think that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if both quarterbacks run one in, though. And what do you think is going to happen when Baker goes over the goal line?
I think he's going to have a celebration, and I think Myles Garrett and friends are going to get a little steamed.
I think that's going to be high drama. And I can't wait to see it. I do think the offenses are going to struggle. And for fantasy football, unfortunately, I'm not backing a lot of the Browns this season or in this game until Watson comes back. Obviously, I love Nick Chubb. I think Njoku's going to be good. I really like Harrison Bryant as well. But if you're at, I think there's better offensive selections if you're going around the NFL for fantasy football or for making your bets. I would go under on this game. And I would love to, I can't wait to see your defensive line get after Baker.
Matt, does this feel like we're back in school and there's going to be a fight after school with Baker? Doesn't it feel that way? We were talking about that this morning. Yeah.
I think that's what we all want. We all want to see, playing for what matters, playing for the excitement of the game, for grudge matches, for being able to, redeem ourselves. And we love to tear people down in this country and then build them back up. We love to take our heroes down. And I know a lot of people are pulling for Baker on some side of it. And then a lot of people want to see him, go up in flames. So, we'll all be watching. And it's great drama for you guys to be able to cover it.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, what would the thought process be on the Browns if Deshaun Watson was quarterback on Sunday? Not just for Sunday, but all season.
I think I'd have them, at the top of the division, a playoff team. I'm a huge fan of Deshaun Watson. I think he's a top five quarterback for fantasy and in the NFL where it matters to win. I think when he's out there, you're going to see other people from other teams want to play with the Browns. So not as much this year, but next year, you're going to see people flocking to Cleveland to want to play with him. And I think it's a night and day difference honestly, guys, in fantasy football, I was a Jacoby Brissett backer last year. I liked what he did at with the Colts at select times, but really let me down and didn't really perform well. Miami in general did not, but I can't be too optimistic. I will tell you that I am a big fan of Kellen Mond, the third quarterback on your team, and I would not be surprised if he makes an appearance sometime before Deshaun gets in there, because I think Mond can do some things.
Hey, just with gambling just really starting to percolate, and we know we get it here January 1st, tell me about Better Sports Network and what you do there and how that started.
Well, thank you for asking. It's a fantastic time for our sports media industry, with not only fantasy football but sports betting becoming legalized in so many different ways for sports fans to engage and invest in the games they love. So after leaving SiriusXM on great terms, love those guys over there, hope to work with them again, I started Better Sports Network as a fledgling entrepreneur to kind of create my vision of what sports radio should be, using all the technology that's out there to have an innovative free app that's available in the app stores right now, Apple and Google. Download the app. You can hear our content for free. I'm a sports radio guy, so I believe in free content. We're very heavy on phone calls. We cover fantasy sports, betting, and sports collectibles, which is a wonderful way to tie in all the passionate sports fans out there that maybe caught a ball one day or had an autograph and a memory with their dad watching sports. I love what collectibles brings to our industry, and that you don't have to be betting $1,000 to be able to have a skin in the game. You could be interested in the sneakers, the cleats, the autographs, the tickets. But focusing on what we do on Better Sports Network, we're very big on entertainment. We're very big on fun factor. We like to just have fun with our community. And like I said, we take a lot of phone calls, and it's not just fantasy football advice. We really want to celebrate the passion of our listeners and our audience and talk about what they like about sports, where they won, where they lost, who they're rooting for. And we're just having a ton of fun. We stream on social media as well, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch.
Matt, let's get into fantasy real quick. If you're, and it's probably a little late now for most folks to build their team, do you like the idea, and there are a lot of concepts floating around in fantasy football, do you like the no running back concept? Do you think that's a position that you can get late in drafts? Do you have to load up on wide receivers early? Many folks think you don't need, you know, to draft a quarterback until later in a draft. What's your approach?
Well, there's still a lot of people drafting either last night, today, and tomorrow, especially the high-stakes fantasy football players. They want all the news to come out before they do their draft. So still plenty of drafts out there. The zero RB theory that you lay out there makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm a fan of zigging when everybody else zags. If you have confidence in your depth charts, if you feel like you know the game, then why can't you take a quarterback in the first round? Why can't you take a wide receiver in the first round? If you feel good about someone like a David Montgomery or someone like a Josh Jacobs on the Raiders, one of those two players can finish in the top 10 or top 12. So why not start with a receiver? I don't think the first round needs to be loaded with running backs. With that said, it is the most predictable position to draft. It's also the most injured. But you know that there are certain running backs that are going to get a strong workload, including your Nick Chubb. So if you want to be safe, if you will, if you want to not lose your draft in the first round, then taking a bell cow running back is the way to go.
How early should you draft a quarterback? And if you're going to draft a guy like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, first, second round, is that a mistake?
Well, I've done exactly that, so I might not be the right guy to ask, because everybody in the fantasy industry, especially the, quote, experts,
yep,
it's like a game of chicken. They're going to wait as long as they could possibly wait and wear that as a badge of honor. I didn't draft my quarterback till the 12th round. Well, I'm going the other way with it. I'm taking Josh Allen, and have taken Josh Allen in the second round in all of my leagues this year. I think he's going to be the highest point scorer this year, and I have enough confidence that I can find receivers, that the whole league is loaded with receivers. I have enough confidence that I can find receivers and running backs later. I would rank it as Allen 1, Herbert 2, Mahomes 3, Burrow 4 for me, and I would take any of those guys in the first three rounds. But again, if you want to be a little safer with your fantasy picks, you could go running backs and receivers in the first three or four rounds and then start to look at quarterback around 5, and there's still plenty of quality options there.
When you're looking at the Browns in a fantasy world, beyond Nick Chubb, who else are you looking at? Maybe the Browns defense?
Does Amari Cooper do anything for you?
Yeah, that's a good point, too, yeah.
You know, for me, he does not. I've been down on Cooper. He's proved me wrong before. I just think there's too many moving parts here. I like your defense. I like your running game. I think it's going to be black and blue. Let's just keep the ball tight. Let's let Garrett make a play. Let's let Chubb make a play. I can't endorse drafting Browns high in fantasy football or even playing them. Like I said, I like Njoku and I like Bryant. If you can get them late to throw them in there, they're both quality daily fantasy sports options, in my opinion. But I'm not high on any of your receivers in Cleveland. But I would say this, for all you dynasty players out there and for the Browns fans, Jerome Ford is going to be a player. And next year, we're all going to know who Jerome Ford is.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate your time. Best of luck with Better Sports Network, and we appreciate all your perspective today. Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great season, guys.
We'll talk to you later, and we feel bad, Matt, about you having to work with Poobah at one point in your career. So things will get better. Oh, they obviously are. Look how your career has grown since you've left him. It's been great. Look at that.
That's right, baby. That's right. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Goodbye, Matt. Thank you. Matt. Appreciate it. I mean, if we can't poke fun at the Poobah, who can we poke fun at? He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Sometimes I sit on Pro Football Talk to see what Mike Florio has to say next. I don't know. Did you catch the story about Mel Tucker? You see that?
Where did Mel go to high school?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. Mel's playing. Oh, okay, I mean, okay. His Michigan State Spartans are playing Akron this weekend. So I thought it was interesting. But I also remember, do you remember when he interviewed for the Browns job?
I know he's been around with the Browns. You know,
he was here. I cannot say, and forget about the fact that we both went to the same high school. I cannot say enough good things about Mel, because I know that, like, there was a year when I was working at Channel 3 and I did sidelines for the preseason for the Browns, that Mel could not have been any nicer, man. Like, you know, there's that awkward feeling like you're an outsider too when you're doing sidelines or you're doing play-by-play. You're still media in some ways. And Mel, like, was just phenomenal. And, like, I can see why college football players love this guy and they love playing for him and they, you know, they want to do whatever they can. Well, there was a story on Pro Football Talk today, because I thought this at the time and I just kind of wondered, you know, the Browns interviewed him for the job after they let Romeo go. And I'm like, man, I hope, because he was with the team. And I was like, I really hope they give him a shot. I hope they give him a shot. And then he just did this interview. He did the interview with Cork Gaines of Insider.com, and it was just all about, and I hope that we're past this, especially with what's going on in the NFL, just the gratuitous minority interviews just to say we did it to fulfill the Fritz Pollard Alliance.
Like, yeah, the Rooney Rule was the Rooney Rule had its place, and I wonder now if it's not past what it was intended to be, and that might not be a good thing, obviously.
Well, I just think, you know, take the best candidates, give them a chance to interview for the job, right?
Sure.
And Mel clearly, I mean, look, Mel's one of the highest paid coaches in the world now, you know, in all of football. And it's just like, I still wondered why. And then so, you know, and so he was still a little younger in his career at the time, but he's just dynamic. And in this story that's on Pro Football Talk that's from Insider.com, he said, this is Mel Tucker talking, I interviewed for the Browns job in 2008 after they let Romeo go, and I'm like, is this a Rooney interview, or are they really considering me? That's what he said. He goes, do I have a shot, or are they just telling you, yeah, we're not going to waste your time. Like, the players love you, man. You're a great coach. Our defense got better. But Tucker suspected that it was an interview aimed mainly at complying with the rule that required all teams to interview at least one minority candidate.
And see, Andy, that's insulting. Isn't it?
Oh, I it's ridiculous, because yeah. I mean, you want to talk
and it does it. That's, I mean, that's happened many times, I'm sure, and that's insulting.
I mean, I'm wondering, his resume at that point was probably about the same as Mike Tomlin's, and probably should have seriously. I mean, look what he's doing at Michigan State right now. You think he couldn't have done that? And he had been, you know, he was at Alabama, and so I think about where he's at now. That was before he was with the Browns. So, and he was at Ohio State. He had coached with Tressel, and you know, this was after. You know, he played it, but maybe he's still a little young in his career. I get it. But the line that's crazy, and I started reading this, that in the interview he said, I was sitting there, I was in-house, and I was right there, and I knew Randy Lerner. and he drops a, he was a Shaker Heights guy, I'm a Cleveland Heights guy. What? Wait, what was that all about? Oh, was it a Rooney or what? So then he goes on to talk about he had an interview in Jacksonville after being the interim head coach. And he was like, was that a Rooney or did I really have a shot at the job? The next year they wanted to interview again after they fired Mike Mularkey. And I said, hey, man, I'm not interviewing for this job. I don't have to. I'm not getting the job. We were terrible and I didn't get it last year. And you want me to interview again? Like, I'm not interviewing. So I hope that they just hire the best guy. I wondered a lot of that stuff, too, when it was going down. And so I think it's interesting that this story's out there now. And I wonder, you know, with some of the things that are going on with the NFL, that they just need to rethink things. You know, and just let's get the best candidate for these jobs, at least to have the opportunity. I understand there's going to be little things here and there that would sway an owner or sway a general manager to want to hire someone. But at the end of the day, let's get the best guys coaching these teams, right?
That's the idea.
So, and I'm so happy for Mel and what's going on at Michigan State. And good luck, Zips. We'll see what happens tomorrow. All right, so Guardians this weekend, Jeff, and I've been talking about it for weeks. Here you are, okay? This team is right here, right now. Go win, and you'll be in. I don't think you could ask for more on September 9th. You're eyeing down three big games here. Then you got four off, and then you got five against the Twins here. And I hope
you don't have four off. You have other games in between.
No, I mean four off against Minnesota. Yeah sorry. And so I just, it's just weird. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and this has been an amazing season for this team. They really have done some, it's been a special team, but it's, I don't know
it's
if it's because.
It's been an underappreciated season.
Yeah, and I don't know if part of it isn't because a lot of people can't see him on TV, you know, and because of the distribution and not having deals and trying to figure out that and trying to figure out what, I was on with our, I did a podcast the other day with our friend Justice B. Hill. Who, by the way, there's a great story on Cleveland.com where he talks about prostate cancer in there, too. He did an editorial. So it's read that if you get a chance. But Justice worked for MLB.com. And, you know, Jeff and I got to spend a lot of time with him.
Good guy.
When he was covering the Indians then. And so, you know, we were talking about some of the issues of you know, baseball itself. And it's like, if you look at this team we have now, it should be more exciting than it is. It is for me. I know it is for you. I want it to be more electric for the guys that are out on the field because they play hard. Those guys play hard every night. And yes, I know they had a little bit of a losing streak here. But we're sitting here September 9th. We're not too far away from the playoffs.
In it.
And you have an opportunity to be there. And I don't know what more you can ask for, especially out of this team that is so young. They're so young. And I'm interested to see what the TV numbers are this weekend. Because they're battling up against college football. They're battling up against, you know, the first weekend of the NFL. There's a lot of things there, but this is a gigantic series for the team, for the franchise, for the future.
I'm anxious to see how they handle it. You know, the Twins were a team, I think, Andy, that for the most part, all season long, folks thought they're going to be in it. And maybe they're better designed to just handle a situation like this. Doesn't mean they will. And I wonder how the Guardians are going to respond. That's been my big question for the last couple of weeks. How do they handle this situation? Now, how do they do it? I'm not sure. But I think they have a great opportunity.
I do too. Dan, what are your thoughts on this weekend?
It's a biggie. I mean, I don't know how else that we can really put it. I mean, this is a big one. And it's just due to the fact of these teams are starting to, you know, breathe down your neck a little bit of like, hey, if you really want this, this is the weekend that you reach out and you grab it and you get the AL Central title because you're going up against division opponents. The White Sox seem to have figured a little bit out. The Twins have been kind of up and down. I mean, this is it. This is a big one. Keep an eye on it. I mean, that's the way to do it. This is proof of if you're going to get October baseball or not. And again, we've said it from the beginning. It's your life. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. Anybody who's ever been in a long-term relationship will be the first to say, never tell someone how to feel. That's how you end up getting yelled at immediately. So if you're still hot in a biscuit over what took place, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm just going to tell you you're missing a really good time.
And we should feel decent about the rotation, right? Quantrill, McKenzie, Bieber. Right?
Well, for this series.
Yeah. I see two blank spots.
There you go.
This LA series after that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when you only have three starters that you can put on the list on ESPN for who's going to start. Big, you know, but they're on Fox tomorrow, Big Fox, right? And then they're on ESPN on Sunday. So I'm looking at this series, I'm looking at the season as a whole, and it really is. It has been a really cool season, and I just don't know if everyone's sharing in it. And I hope it's not because of the silly name. Because these guys are playing hard every night. Can the bats get awake here? I mean, they percolated a little bit against Kansas City. You got six, you got four, and then you only got one in that last game. But I don't know. Can the bats come back this weekend?
Sure, why not? You know, I hate to do this, but I'm because we're right where you want to be. You know, you're in a pennant race. You have a chance. You have a chance to go to the postseason. I'm so looking forward to next season with this team because the young guys who have had an opportunity this year should be better. I'm anxious to see what else comes through the pipeline. I'm also anxious to see what they might tweak. And so I'm so pumped about next year. And I shouldn't be yet because there's a lot of this year to go. I still think this team is very capable. And, Andy, when you get into something, you get into the postseason, anything can happen. Menigan.
A little bit of Browns news, guys. Tom Withers, the Associated Press. Browns cornerback Greedy Williams and wide receiver Michael Woods III not at practice. Greedy Williams out with the hamstring for practice. Michael Woods III is ill.
All right, let's talk more about that. And we will also bring in super friend of the show, Brian Anderson, next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.